Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Early evening in Elmwood. Peggy, who has just finished helping with the dinner dishes, has wandered restlessly out to the front porch, where she is soon joined by Edie. To Peggy, this is an important night, because miles away in Chicago, Carter is talking to his family about her, trying to explain to them that he and Peggy were meant for each other, and that nothing can ever separate them. Edie, too, is aware of the drama of the situation, and can hardly contain her excitement.
Just think, Peggy. Carter's in Chicago by this time talking to his father and mother about you.
Oh, please don't talk about that, Edie. I don't want to think about it.
As if anybody could influence Carter against you. Tell me, Peggy, how did he act before he left? How did he feel about going back to see them?
I think he just went because I asked him to. I told him it was his duty to talk to them.
Well, then that just shows that nothing they can say can have the least effect on him. Honestly, Peggy, I've never seen a man so in love with anybody. And if you dare to break your engagement...
I'll tell you something, Edie, if you promise not to tell.
When have I ever told anything you asked me not to? When in my whole entire existence?
Edie, you know I gave him back the ring.
I know. I think that was perfectly crazy of you. You could have given it to me to keep for you. I mean, I could have put it away if you had wanted me to. But why give it back to a man? You never know when he may really take you seriously.
Of course he takes me seriously. But Carter's so sweet, Edie. He wouldn't break the engagement. I mean, he wouldn't agree to call it off, really.
Well, I should hope not. The idea.
You should have heard the things Carter said, Edie. I never heard anyone talk so divinely. He said it wasn't just love that was keeping him here. It was because he knew somehow that I was the right person for him.
Well, of course. That's how everybody feels when they're in love.
Oh, no. He said it so beautifully, Edie. He said that from the very beginning of time, we were meant for each other. Just think, from the very beginning of time. Oh, dear, there goes that old phone.
Want me to answer it?
No, I'll answer it. Hello? Hello? Who? Chicago calling. Yes, this is Peggy Young. Oh, Edie, it's Carter. He's calling me from Chicago. Yes, this is Peggy Young. Yes, please put him on. Who? Oh, hello? Oh, Mrs. Trent.
What?
Yes, this is Peggy Young. Yes, Mrs. Trent. How do you do, Mrs. Trent? Is Carter there? I mean, did he get to Chicago all right? Oh, he wants to talk to me after you get through. Yes, but... Mrs. Trent, but why should you want me to come to Chicago? I thought you didn't like...
Oh, be a fat, Peggy. Don't tell her you thought she didn't like you. Of course she likes you or she wouldn't be calling you up.
Oh, shut up, Edie. I can't hear. Mrs. Trent, I said I didn't quite understand why you should invite me out there if you felt the way you did about me. Oh, you don't? Oh, you've seen my picture. Mrs. Trent, you don't want Carter to marry me. I know that. Oh, well, could I speak to him for a moment, please?
What did she say? That she wants you to visit them in Chicago? Oh, my stars, Peggy, then Carter's put it over in a big way. Carter simply wowed them.
Edie, she keeps saying that they want to meet me, that Carter's convinced them that I'm the only person in the world, and... Oh, Carter, darling, I'm so glad to hear your voice. Carter, I wish I could talk to you about it alone. Carter, you can answer yes or no. Do they really want me to come to Chicago? But, Carter, why should you want me? Well, darling, if you want me to, yes, but... All right, Carter. Yes, I will. Yes, as soon as I can. You're going to telegraph. Oh, and try and get an extension of your leave. That is, if I can come. Yes, Carter. Yes. Yes, I'll wire you. Will you please thank your mother for me? Yes. Goodbye.
Peggy, what did she say? Tell me quick. Don't just sit there. Peggy, you look as if you were going to faint or something.
Edie, he said they want to meet me. He said it was all his mother's idea. Oh, Edie, what do you think I ought to do?
What do I think you ought to do? I think you ought to go. You oughtn't to waste a second.
I'm not sure, Edie. I'm so afraid it's not true. I'm so afraid it's something Carter's father and mother have thought up to separate us.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message. Carter Trent arrived home in Chicago feeling rather belligerent and braced for real opposition from his parents when he tried to explain to them that nothing could ever separate him and Peggy Young.
Suppose I phone her in Elmwood and invite her to come here and stay with us.
Oh, you mean you'd call Peggy up?
Yeah.
You invite her?
Yes, dear.
Mother, if you...
Yeah. No, it wouldn't work. She wouldn't come now.
No, and besides, we don't want her here, Ivy. I don't want her in this
Horace,
house.
Horace, be quiet. I want her in the house. She may not accept it. She may be angry. But if I speak to her, at least she'll know that I'm apologizing for the mistakes we both have made. Now, Carter, dear, do you have any objections to my calling him? Have you any objections to my asking her to come here and pay us a visit?
The wind was taken out of his sails a little, however, when his mother, far from seeming upset, not only declared that she wanted to meet Peggy, but telephoned her long distance and asked her to visit them. Carter can't understand the sudden change of attitude, but he doesn't question it. So long as Peggy is coming, and his parents can see for themselves what a wonderful girl she is, he hangs up the receiver with a sigh of relief. But his mother has other ideas.
Horace, I don't think Peggy Young is going to enjoy what she finds here, particularly if I have it to myself. Oh, I'm going to be very nice to her because she'd run and tell Carter the minute anything went wrong. But I think she'll be so overcome by the difficulties that would confront her if she became Mrs. Carter Trent that she'll go back to Elmwood determined never to marry him.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you are an optimist, Ivy. No girl on earth is going to turn down this place or this boy for any such cockeyed reason as that.
I agree with you, Horace. Not every girl would. But from what Carter tells us about this particular girl, after looking at her picture and after talking to her on the telephone, I think she really is shy.
Yeah.
I think she's really a little girl who'd much prefer to marry a small-town boy if she had her choice.
Well, I just don't like it. But, of course, it will make Carter happy to have her here.
Well, Horace, at least it's done one thing. It's given you back your son.
What do you mean by that?
I don't think we've ever been as close to losing him as we've been these last few days. I think he came here bound and determined to cut loose from us entirely. But you don't want that to happen, do you?
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, then be thankful that we have him back again, and firmly this time. I think I can handle this thing once I get Peggy Young here.
Well, I've sent my telegrams. Gee, Mother, I can't believe Peggy's really coming here. It's what I wanted so much, for you all to get together and know each other, and for you to feel about her the way I do.
Yes, I know, dear. We've been so stupid about the whole thing, Carter. I don't think for a minute that your father and I believed that you were really seriously interested.
Well, maybe I didn't make it very clear. I never had written to you like that about a girl. When I came up here, I was going to tell you, Dad, that I wanted to give this whole business up. But now I don't know.
Huh?
Because, well, after all, I am a Trent.
Yes. Yes, you are a Trent. And I think Peggy's going to like it all. I hope so. But you can't get married for a while, dear. You know that, don't you? Being in the army and everything.
Oh, sure, we know that. In fact, we don't want to get married now anyway. We both like to wait.
You would?
Peggy's so young, you know. She's just 17.
Yes.
And if you like her and she likes you and she's willing to go on with a kind of secret engagement, I think it's only fair to all of you to call off this public engagement.
Carter, would you really like to do that?
Well, Peggy and I talked it over, and we felt that we could do that much for you and for her family.
Oh.
They don't want us to be engaged either, not really. But if we understood ourselves, if we had a secret engagement or a quiet engagement, and that went along for a year or two...
My dear, maybe... I think that would be just splendid.
Mother, when you see her, you'll know that picture doesn't do her justice. You'll see she's much more beautiful than that. She's... Really, she's out of this world.
All right. So now suppose we just forget about everything, eh? We're going to try to make amends. It is a little late, I'll admit that, but, well, we're going to do the best we can.
Yes, dear. We're going to welcome Peggy with open arms, because it appears, Carter, that you found the right girl. ¶¶
And so Carter, not suspecting that his parents' invitation to Peggy is a further effort to break off their engagement, is beside himself with delight now that she's actually coming to Chicago to meet the Trents. And now a message from our sponsor. Peggy meets some opposition from her father on the proposed trip to Chicago. Be sure to join us next time on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking.